Heavenly Father, we thank you for your precious people that are joining us today for our global prayer and our launch of evangelism. We thank you, Father, for just a desire to come together to pray, to say, a desire to fellowship around your word. And so now we thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy as we command this day to fully cooperate with the plans and purposes that you have for us today. We thank you for it now. We thank you for our global faith partners who are participating, some via teleconference and some via, that may be calling in or connecting via Podbean today, Father. We thank you. We thank you that we come together in the spirit of agreement according to Matthew 18:19. We need you, Father. We're depending on you today. Yes, we cast our cares on you today. I declare by faith that we are slow to speak, but we are quick, Father, to listen to your voice and to follow the leading of the spirit life of the word. In Jesus' mighty name. We are grateful for your partnership and commitment to Mount Olive Ministries as we come together weekly to fellowship around the word. Our ministry targets 2022-26, developing and empowering leaders, total prosperity, spirit, soul, and body, strengthening families, economic empowerment, and global evangelism. Believers, the word instructs us to make disciples and pray for a harvest of souls, Matthew 9:37. The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest to send forth laborers into his harvest field. Matthew 28:19-20 commands us. It says, therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of age. Today we come together in the spirit of agreement to pray for harvest of souls. Father, as a corporate body, we commit to pray for the lost. Therefore, we aggressively compel men and women to come into your kingdom by the power and authority you have given to us. In Jesus' name, we ask that you send forth laborers into the workplace, in the streets and homes of the lost. Thank you, Father, that through the power of the Holy Spirit, every laborer is properly prepared so that they are effective witnesses to the lost. Thank you, Father, that every laborer is filled with your spirit, power, boldness, wisdom, zeal, compassion, and divine insight. Father, in the name of Jesus, we take authority over the demonic powers of darkness, and we bind and demolish the strongholds in the minds of the lost in the name of Jesus. We give you praise and glory now. We want to thank you again for coming together to fellowship around the word. And we're coming together this morning in the spirit of agreement, according to Matthew 18:19. Also, according to Hebrews 11:1, we use our faith daily, believers. We're reminded to use our faith. Now, faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. Why do we come together like this to give voice to the word? Well, giving voice to the word is a form of prayer. So let's be intentional about making declarations of our faith. As we give voice to the word, confess and affirm God's word over our lives, we should remain in expectancy for a harvest of the word manifested in our lives. For without faith, it is impossible to please our Father, because anyone who comes to him must believe now that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. This is according to the word, Hebrews 11:6. We pray today for peace, for victory, for divine protection, and salvation in the following regions, in the United States of America and internationally. That's also in Hawaii, Canada, the Philippines, Singapore, France, Germany, Great Britain, India, the United Kingdom, Japan, Brazil, Australia, Kenya, Nigeria, the Netherlands, Switzerland, Slovakia, and Spain. We pray for the peace of Jerusalem according to the word, Romans 11:6-27. And so all Israel will be saved. As it is written, the deliverer will come out of Zion. He will turn away ungodliness from Jacob, for this is my covenant with them when I take away their sins. This is Psalms 122:6 says, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May they prosper who love you. Believers, as we thank our Heavenly Father for His divine protection daily, remember to release your faith in words according to Psalms 91. So, Father, we say thank you today for giving your angels charge over us, over every partner, to keep us in all of our ways, and no evil shall befall us, neither shall any plague come near. Our dwelling is our prayer. We thank you now, Father, for the precious power of the Holy Spirit today. Again, Dad, we need you. We thank you for your precious power today. We are depending on you. Yes, we are depending on you today. We declare that we are blessed. We declare that we are joyful as we give voice to the word. We continue to celebrate our victories. We own and learn from our challenges. And we embrace the season we're in, Father. We thank you now, and we boldly declare that we experience multiple doors opening to us this month. Go ahead and thank our Heavenly Father, believers now. Say, Father, I thank you for divine relationships, assistance in every area needed. I thank you for inner strength and instinctive ideas. As a leader, you're giving me a team with a diverse perspective. You're giving me a team with diverse perspectives, with creative concepts and ideas for the vision that you've given me. And I thank you, Father, for provision for the vision. I boldly declare that I am an effective problem solver. I live life on purpose as my authentic self. I embrace my uniqueness, and I command today, this day, this very moment, to fully cooperate with the plans and purposes you have for me. And my best days are ahead of me. These are my confessions of faith. I believe in me. I have what it takes for this season in every area of my life. Declare now that I am strong and courageous. I am a champion. I am equipped to bless my family and leave a legacy for my children and descendants. Just as the Holy Spirit overshadowed Mary and she conceived Jesus, the living word, I speak now that the Holy Spirit overshadows me, living within my recreated spirit, and sends angelic messengers that are assigned to me, which reveals that which is in my spiritual womb. I give you praise and glory now for your word. I thank you for your word. In Jesus' mighty name. Come on and lift your hands in his presence, giving praise and glory for these confessions of faith today. Psalms 103:17-18 says, but from everlasting to everlasting, the Lord's love is with those who fear him, and his righteousness with their children's children, with those who keep his covenant and remember to obey his precepts. And so today we are releasing our faith in words. Believers, we want to be reminded that we were predestined to subdue. We were predestined to win, predestined to be champions today. So I'm speaking to champions. Romans 8:28-30 said, for those that God foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brothers and sisters. And those he predestined, he also called. Those he called, he also justified. Those he justified, he also glorified. And so we thank you now, Father, for expanding our borders today. Yes, for expanding our borders today. Would we thank you that the Spirit of truth abides in us, teaching me all things. Declare that, say, he guides me into all truths. Therefore, I boldly declare today that I do have perfect knowledge of every situation and every circumstance that I come up against. I declare that I have the wisdom of the word, and I trust in the Lord. With all my heart, I lean not to my own understanding, but in all my ways, I acknowledge what the word says about me today. And I thank you, Father, for these words of faith. Come on, believers, just as Jabez called upon the God of Israel, we're going to call upon the God of Israel today. And our declaration of faith, join me, says, oh, that you would bless me today, Father, and enlarge my border, my territory, that your hand might be with me, and that you would keep me from harm, so that it might not bring me pain. And just as you granted Jabez his request today, Father, I boldly declare that you grant me what I've asked. I thank you now for it. So shall my words be that goeth forth out of my mouth today. They shall not return to me empty, void of power, but they shall accomplish that which I please. So I thank you now for your word. I thank you now for your word. I boldly declare your word today in faith according to Deuteronomy chapter 28, Father. I thank you for that. So join me, believers, as we talk to Dad today about our concerns and we continue to give voice to the word for the blessing of obedience according to Deuteronomy 28 verses 1 through 14. I thank you now that we listen and obey, Father, your voice, your word. All your commandments that you've given us today, that you place us on high, high above all the nations of the world. And all these blessings come on us as we spread out beyond you, because you have responded to our words today. You're responding to our words. We declare that we are blessed. Come on, say, I am blessed in the city. I am blessed in the country. I thank you that my children are blessed. The crops of my land, my livestock, the calves of my herds, the lambs of my flocks. Father, you're blessing my basket and my bread bowl. Blessing me as I come in, blessing me as I go out. You defeat the enemies who attack me. They come out against me on one road and run away on seven roads. You order a blessing on your barns and workplaces as you bless me in the land that you've given me. I thank you now, Father, that you form me as a person of the word, as a student of the word. Just, Father, as you've promised to us through your word, as we keep the commandments of your word and walk in the principles of the word. All peoples on the earth, they do see that we're living under the name of God and hold your word in respect for awe. I thank you, Father, that you lavish us today with good things, children from our womb, the offspring from our animals and crops from our land, the land that you promised our ancestors that you would give us. And you throw open the doors of your sky vaults and pour rain on our land on schedule. You bless all the work. Now, Father, I thank you that we touch today. We lend unto many nations, but we do not borrow. I thank you, Father, that we declare today that we are the head, not the tail. We're always on top, never behind, as we hearken diligently. We listen and obey, following the principles of your word, practicing your presence today that you've commanded us, that we don't swerve an inch to the right or the left from the words that you've given us today by going off, following and worshiping other gods. We thank you that we have no other God before you. We thank you that you are the Alpha and you are the Omega. You are our God today. We thank you now for your word. Give him glory and praise, believers, for the word. As we come to a close, we declare by faith that we take delight, we find delight in the word today, this week, as you give us the desires of our heart, Father, according to Psalms 37 verse 4, we declare that there is no lack according to Philippians 4:19. For you are Jehovah Jireh, and you supply all of our need according to your riches in glory. So we declare that every one of our needs are met. Say that every one of my needs are met today. I have no wants because Jesus was made poor, that I through his poverty might have abundance. For he came that I might have life and have it more abundantly. And I thank you, Father, that I do have pleasure in the prosperity I thank you that you do take pleasure in the prosperity of your servant. That's me. Abraham's blessings, they're mine. Come on and receive that. This is according to Psalms 35, verse 27 in Galatians chapter 3. Thank you for your word today. Father, we thank you that we're filled with the knowledge of your word. We thank you now that we're filled with the knowledge of your will and all wisdom and spiritual understanding. Your will is my prosperity. You take delight. You find delight in my prosperity. You give me power to get wealth so that I may establish your covenant upon the earth, and I receive it now. I thank you for divine insight for those doors. This is the season of the open doors. Believers, catch this. Say, Father, I thank you now for divine insight. You're showing me doors of opportunity that are open for me now. You're showing it to me. I thank you. There are doors open for me now in my career, Father, that no man can close because you have opened these doors for me. I apply your blood over my career. Come on and say that now. Over everything that I have released to you, Father, in word form, that I have released to you financially, Father. So I am a sower. I'm a giver. So I declare that as I give, is given unto me. It's in a good measure. It is pressed down, shaken together. Together, running over. As I honor you with my substance and the first fruits of my increase, my barns are filled with plenty. My presses burst forth with new wine. I thank you that you open unto me today your good treasure, blessing the work of my hands. You command the blessing upon me in my storehouse and all that I undertake. And you rebuke the devourer, Father, for my sake. No weapon that's formed against my finances will prosper. No weapon formed against my health will prosper. I thank you now, Father, Spirit, soul, and body, that all obstacles and hindrances to me today, my financial prosperity, are now dissolved. I thank you that I speak and declare your word over my physical body. I thank you now for health and healing. Father, because I have made you Lord, I thank you that you today, Father, find delight as I declare your word in faith, and no evil befalls me today, Father. You set me securely on high because I've known your name. I call on you. You answer me. Father, you are with me in trouble. You deliver and honor me with long life. You satisfy me and show me your salvation. So I thank you now, Father, that today, this week, I will not fret or have anxiety about anything, but in every circumstance and everything by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, I'll continue to make my requests known to you. And I thank you that the God of peace, which transcends all understanding, you are Jehovah Shalom. You garish now, Father, and mount guard over my heart and mind in Christ Jesus. I consistently speak your word in faith, Father, and I thank you that I'm standing on your word today. I'm standing on your word, Father, and I'm on the right road. I thank you this road leads to my health and healing. I will keep speaking. I will keep declaring. I will keep confessing. I will keep believing. I will keep standing. I will keep releasing your word in faith. And I thank you that the healing power of your word continually for divine health is released here now in my body. I live in total prosperity, that spirit, soul, and body. I live in it. I walk in it. I enjoy it. Most of all, I take it and I keep it today. I thank you, Father, that the life of 1 Peter 2:24 is flowing through my bloodstream, cleansing my body now of all sickness and disease. Father, you've taken my grief, sickness, weaknesses, and distress and carried my sorrows and pain. You were wounded for my transgressions, bruised for my iniquity and for my guilt and iniquities. The chastisement needed for my peace and well-being was upon you. And I thank you now, Father, that by your stripes I'm healed and I'm made whole. I gratefully praise you, Father. I do not forget all your benefits. You forgive all my iniquities. You heal all my diseases. I'm redeemed. You've redeemed my life from the pit and corruption. You beautify, dignify, and crown me with loving kindness and tender mercies. And you satisfy my mouth with good things so that my youth is renewed like the eagles. I attend to your word. I submit to your sayings. I keep your word in my spirit and in the center of my heart. They are life to me and healing to my whole body. I thank you for it now, because I've made you Lord today, my refuge and the Most High, my dwelling place. No evil shall befall me, nor any plague or calamity come near my physical body today. I thank you now for your word. I thank you for your word. I thank you, Father, that you satisfy me today and you show me your salvation according to Psalms 91. We thank you now. We give you permission, Father, as we come in together in the spirit of agreement, according to Matthew 18:19, for missionaries that are traveling globally, that you cover them with your blood now in the name of Jesus. So I command now that you release that host of angels that are assigned to missionaries who are traveling, evangelists who are traveling internationally, Father, that you are their protection today. You're opening doors for evangelists and missionaries today, for pastors who are traveling. We thank you now for your divine protection. And we give you glory. We give you glory and praise for your word. We give you glory and praise today for the supernatural power of the Holy Spirit that lives and abides in us now. Just give him praise and glory, believers, as we go out today and continue to maximize our believers' walk in the word. We want to thank you for joining us for our global evangelism. And we will continue on every Thursday, and we'll close out our global evangelism prayer on the National Day of Prayer that's coming up. I believe that is Thursday, May the 2nd. And so we want to thank you that you will join us on Thursday mornings at 5:30 a.m. 5:30 a.m. You will join us. That's 5:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. So we want to say thank you for joining us for this time in the Word. And yes, we will conclude our Thursday morning global evangelism prayer on Thursday, May the 2nd, on Thursday, May the 2nd. So on behalf of me and my husband, Pastor Richard Leonard, we want to say thank you for joining us for this time in the Word that will jumpstart our day together in the spirit of agreement, according to Matthew 18:19. Mount Olive is a Bible-believing and teaching ministry, and so we thank you again for your continued partnership with the ministry. Thank you so much. Some of you are joining us on every Sunday for Maximize You with yours truly. And others of you are joining us on Tuesday for the Believer's Confession of Faith. And then you've also joined us today for our global prayer. Thank you for those of you who are joining our elders ministry and also our global faith partners who are also coming together monthly. And so for Dr. Andrea Austin Cope, Dr. Andrea Austin Cope, who facilitates a women's Bible session. Thank you for connecting with her. That's every Monday at 7 p.m. Pastor Willie Hall, thank you for connecting with him. The radio broadcast is all about Jesus, and that's on every Saturday. We want to say also thank you for those of you who are joining Pastor Amy Baker and Temple of Wellness for health and nutrition on a monthly basis. And she's been specifically ministering in reference to our emotional health. I want to thank you for joining us on every first Sunday at 12 p.m. And you can connect with us via Zoom at 12 p.m. on the first Sundays. And their facilitators are Dr. Andrea Cope and Pastor Amy Baker. So you can join them to fellowship around the world. In the month of May, I plan to join us on the first Sunday for our pre-Mother's Day celebration. The speaker will be yours truly. That's on the first Sunday in May. So we will be live at 10 a.m. and then we will come back and be live again at 12 p.m. 12 p.m. will be our pre-Mother's Day celebration. On Mother's Day, we have a speaking engagement. So we will not host the Maximize You on Mother's Day. But for those of you who are in the North Carolina area, you can join me. Yours truly, Bishop Designate Andrea Leonard, you can join me in person. And then you can join us again on the fourth Sunday in May for our in-person worship experience. Many blessings today, believers, as you go on out and continue to maximize your believer's walk in the Word. Go on out today and just feast on the Word. And when those thoughts of failure, because they come, those thoughts of failure come to you. You hear those voices that try to depress you, and you want to speak back to it. Speak back. Open your mouth and begin to declare the Word of God in faith. Do that. And if you don't know Jesus, you've connected with us today, don't know how you got this information, and you're on here today and you said, well, I don't know this Lord and Savior they've talked about today. Pray this prayer with us now. Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the name of Jesus, for your word says, whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. So I choose to call on you now. I pray and ask Jesus to come into my heart, be Lord over my life, according to Romans 10:9-10. If thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, shall believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Say, I do that now. I confess that Jesus is Lord. I believe in my heart that God hath raised him from the dead. And if you prayed this prayer with us, we declare that you're born again. We welcome you into the kingdom of God. For the angels are rejoicing, we rejoice with you. Contact us if you need assistance finding a Bible believing and teaching ministry in your area. Global Faith Partners, we've renewed our minds this morning with the Word. Romans 12:2 says, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of our minds, that we may prove what is that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. We thank you now. Mount Olive is good ground. It is good ground. So if you've not already donated this week, we encourage you to donate your faith seed. Visit our website, www.MountOliveMinistries.com, for ways to give. You may donate via Givelify, Mount Olive Holiness Church, or Cash App, $MTOLIVE Franklin, FRANKLIN. And we thank you in advance for your continued partnership as we minister to the community and expand our reach. So we thank you again for your continued partnership. Thank you for joining us today for this time of prayer for global evangelism. We released our faith in words, so we should be in expectancy, believers, for the word to manifest in our lives. And until next time, let's continue to grow spiritually, know our purpose, and have a commitment to excellence. We walk by faith, not by sight. 2 Corinthians 5:7. Thank you again for joining me today. Yours truly, this has been Andrea Leonard, Bishop Designate of Mount Olive Ministries. And we thank you so much for joining us today. Many blessings for a prosperous